50 credits. Now, if they're all working on that show alone, that's extraordinary. And Foreign Correspondent is one of the shows which will have to cut its cloth, we are told. Now, at the beginning of the program, we reported that a big hurdle in the redevelopment of Kew Cottages has gone ahead. Some say it's a victory for the yuppies. Burrundurra Council last night voted narrowly to support a redevelopment of the cottages. I've spoken to the Premier about it. I've spoken to the opponents. On the line is the Mayor of Burrundurra, Councillor Judith Foss. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Mitchell.
Neil, please.
Oh.
At 29 minutes past 12, is that correct?
Yes, it was a very long process, but it's part of a process that's been going on for 17 months with 11 working group meetings, 4 public forums and open days, as well as many people being invited, open public meeting for the working group.
So what have you approved?
What we've approved is a framework that will provide for development no higher than 5, so from 1 up to 5, designated
5 stories.
Only in some parts, not across the whole site.
How many units on the site?
We don't have that number. What the framework sets out...
Sorry, you don't have the number?
What the framework points out that we will have for the first time on this site designated public open space. There is not designated public space. It will be at least 50% of designated public space, not including roads and footpaths.
Okay. How many units will it be on? You don't know.
The framework sets out a possibility on the site, and depending on how the development wishes to proceed, it has to marry in with the principles and objectives that underline the framework.
What does that mean?
What it means is that there is a plan that is attached to the framework of the principles and objectives. Not all of that can be developed up, but it does allow for certain segments of the site to be developed, and depending on what is presented back to council as to what can then be developed, and has to marry in with the principles and objectives that were approved last night.
Mayor, I apologise, but I haven't got the faintest idea what that means. How many units will there be on the site?
The urban draft framework, or now it's not a draft, it is one that's going out to the community for further consultation, because we will now start the next step of preparing a planning scheme amendment, which is subject to further community consultation. The framework allows for potential development on the land.
Yes, how many?
It doesn't give a number, it gives opportunities for building envelopes.
But surely when you look at it, you say you're going to have all, you can have all these buildings up to a maximum of this. I mean, could we have a million people living on this site? Of course not.
No, of course not.
Well, how many?
The principles that underline the framework and the objectives determine when applications come in, whether an application matches what those principles are, and that has to fit in with density, open space requirements, traffic, movement around the site.
Okay, but what sort of levels? I'm really having trouble here. We've got all this land, and it's going to be redeveloped, it's going to have people on it. Surely, when you're making the approval for this in your framework and all the rest of it, you're saying, well, we can cope with a maximum of this, we can't cope with any more, because the roads won't handle it, the facilities, but this is as many written out.
And that's what the framework sets out. That's what the principles are there to achieve.
So we haven't reached
that. Yes, we have. And the detail is the next stage once it gets put into the planning scheme and people come back with the way they wish to see some development to proceed. It then matches up, has to match up to the principles that council has outlined in the framework.
And the principles don't set a limit on the number of units you can have there?
By degrees of it, site coverage, yes, it does.
So what is
it? It doesn't give a number. What it does, it says that there could be some buildings that might be developed up to 5 stories. The framework last night that was approved, and an additional amendment that I put through, was to have at least 20 houses, single-storey houses, accommodated on-site for disability residents who remaining on-site. There is many opportunities for the
achieved. We know there's going to be 20 facilities for disabled people. How many in each one?
My understanding is, from the decision made by the Department of Human Services, up to 100 people of the existing residents of Kew residential cottages will stay on site.
So it's 5 in each one?
that's a possibility.
You can tell me that, but you can't tell me how many units there'll be with how many people in the rest of the development. I find it extraordinary that it can be approved,
because
and we don't know that.
That's because not the whole site that's left for development, given taking into account that there's going to be at least 50% of designated public open space.
Yeah, well, you know the open space. You know all this, but you can't tell me how many people are going to live there.
I'm trying to explain to you.
I know, and I'm trying to understand. I really am.
Yes, it is a difficult concept, and I agree.
No, it's not. There's not an answer here. It's not a difficult concept. There doesn't seem to be an answer. How many people can live there?
The framework does not designate number of people.
Why not?
Because the framework is there to set out the opportunities for the use of the land. Then the next stage of after it gets into the planning scheme and it's the opportunity then for planning applications to come to council, that's when it will be determined on what is appropriate for the site within the framework and the principles that have been set.
But as far as the council's concerned, this project now has the go-ahead. Is that right?
The next stage is preparing the planning scheme amendment, which is subject to further community consultation, and then that will then be presented to the government for inclusion in our Burundara planning scheme.
Sorry, I'm having trouble again. Has this got council approval?
It's got council approval to proceed to the next stage, which is preparing a planning scheme amendment, because...
Is it going to go ahead or not? Is the redevelopment going ahead or not? Are we going to bulldoze Q and put in all this stuff or not?
Neil, I'm trying to explain to you that this is only stage one of the process of getting a control of development on the site that, as you're aware, Mr. Brax, on your show this morning, I understand, reaffirmed that the state government is committed to moving ahead on this site and selling this process.
So is it going ahead? You've had a long council meeting last night. It's been quite heated. It's gone on and on and on. You've taken a tense vote and you voted in favour. Is the project going ahead or not?
The scheme is going... The framework will now be... prepared for a planning scheme amendment, which will be subject to further community consultation.
But is that a yes?
That's yes into going into being incorporated in the planning scheme. It also allows for future consultation, and there could be further changes to it.
Yes, there could be further changes, but basically, the bottom line is it not, or is this the case, that the Q cottages will be demolished and there'll be a development of some sort there? A new development of some sort there, correct?
That's the state government's decision. What council was focusing on, and their decision is on a planning scheme amendment for the future development on site that allows both the council and the community to have a control over what is developed on the site, and at the same time taking into account the desire announced by the state government that up to 100 people who are current residents on the site will be accommodated on the site. And that's what the framework has provided.
Are you confident that when this goes ahead, you have got the facilities to cope with the number of people, as yet undetermined, who will live there? Can the roads handle them? Can the shops handle them? Can the schools handle them? Can every other thing, all those dreadful pieces of infrastructure, can they handle it?
A very good question.
Thank you.
And that is what the framework is about and the principles. And unless those principles can be adhered to when the government sells the land and whoever buys it, the developer, comes to council, unless they're able to prove that, yes, the existing roadwork and new roadwork that will go on the site can accommodate a certain level of traffic, that it has links to the broader community, that the community services are on site, not just the existing services, but more services, it will not be able to be achieved. And that's what the principles are there to determine.
What do you reckon the land's worth?
I have no idea, and that's a decision that the state government's looking at. That's not a decision of council.
Oh, no, it's not a decision whether you know the area. I thought you have an idea.
It's certainly a beautiful area and an area that many people wish to live in, and obviously that has great intrinsic value.
Thank you. Councillor Judith Voss. I think she's Mayor of Burundara, but I might want to qualify that a little. Hello, John.
Oh, Neil.
Yes.
What a jovial interview. It's the best joke I've heard for a long time. I was just cracking up. So on the basis of that, could you please translate and tell us what the answer was to all that?
was John Clark in drag.
I thought that's what he was.
Thanks, John. Oh, dear. We'll take a break.
3AW invites you to Money Mornings, a series of seminars relating to today's major financial issues. Money Mornings at Mooney Valley, Caulfield and Doncaster on the mornings of...